Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. It is a Yacht Rock Thursday edition of Ball Don't Lie. I can't wait because Patrick has informed us that in a couple of weeks, once football season gets up and going, he is going to revamp the musically themed days on Ball Don't Lie. And before that, he is going to play on one of our Yacht Rock Thursdays. Before that, he's going to play Craig Way, who is the foremost authority on Yacht Rock. Like, nobody knows more. It's his favorite genre of music.
Yes, it is.
One of his top three favorite genres of music. And we're going to have Craig Way's top 10 Yacht Rock anthems, if you will.
I like it.
Because I don't know. I've talked to people about this. Yacht Rock's one of those weird musical genres where it's hard to get a definition of it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can really kind of tell you what the definition is. It's almost a feel. It's like a vibe. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's right there. I know it.
It's depends like on what type of yacht you on.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's the Supreme Court's definition of pornography, right? Remember, basically, the definition was, I know it when I see it.
Yeah,
that's what they basically said. Like, I can't even define it for you, but I know porn when I see porn, and I know Yacht Rock when I hear Yacht Rock.
Yeah, that's basically, I mean, because, yeah, you can be on, yeah, you can be on Dr. Phil's yacht. Or you can be on like a Jeff Bezos have to destroy a bridge yacht.
Dr. Phil yacht. I love that he's a random rich celebrity you chose. But it's a perfect visual.
I'm aware that he has an actual yacht. That's why I say that, is I'm aware that he has an actual
yacht. Speaking of, I want to say, didn't he go to North Texas? I don't know if Craig Way went to school with Dr. Phil, but didn't Dr. Phil go to North Texas or something like that?
That sounds about right.
I want to say.
I know he's a Texas guy.
I want to say Craig Way and him went to the same school at one, but not at the same time.
Craig, let us know.
But Craig went to several universities, and I believe at one time he might have went there. But I could be off. I think I've heard Craig say that. Yeah. But anyway, you can be a part of the show. Specs, text on 512-337-3776. We're going to get into a ton of different topics here. We're going to get into this all-name team from college football, because I love when that's released too. And Harge, let us know. They released the all-name team. Real players with some of the most interesting, intriguing, bizarre, wild, crazy, cool names that you would ever expect in college football. And some of them I cannot pronounce. And some of them, if I do pronounce them correctly, or at least what I think is correctly, I could get fired, too.
That's a strong possibility.
It could. So we'll get into that, too, coming up. We got Cowboys discussion here as well. And we got Wisconsin, number 12 on our Horn Top 20 Countdown. Next segment, we got to talk preseason football, gentlemen, just a little bit. Ravens are playing the Titans, the New England Patriots versus the New York Giants. You're not going to have any Mac Jones play for the New England Patriots. And I don't know how many of the starters are going to play for the Giants either. Ravens interest me, and I'll talk about that as to why they interest me in the preseason. Titans interest me because I want to see, is Malik Willis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder how much he'll play.
I just saw something go across he's going to play quite a bit.
Okay, good. Because I don't expect Ryan Tannehill to play.
Yep.
So we might see a lot of Malik Willis. So we'll talk some preseason football on the other side as well. All right, you want to get to this all-name team, Harge?
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious when we, you know, because you'd start thinking about all these players and what they're going through, and you work hard to get yourself a scholarship, and you get on the all-name team, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
And these are current players.
These are players that are on
current rosters.
It's crazy, right, man. Now, on the offensive side, we will start with the quarterback position. You know, there's always been a booty that's been out there.
The booty's family is famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all quarterbacks.
They are.
So why not bring out General Booty,
mm-hmm.
who is on the Oklahoma Sooners football team.
I like that. General Booty.
Yep. Running back Tank Bigsby. We already knew
that. Great name for a running back. Great name for a running back. Do we know that? Is that God given?
I think this is what they roll with. I think this is how they make these names.
Okay, there you go.
I feel sorry for the mom.
Came out like a tank.
He's always been a tank.
Yeah.
That's why she named him that. She was like, oh, he's a tank.
Yeah, we call him Tank.
I'm going to skip this running back's name because I don't even want to mess this man's name up from Wazoo.
Dojavinsky Schlenbaker.
Yeah.
Or Schlenbacher.
Well, let's go.
Dojavinsky Schlenbaker is what I'm going to, that's
let's
my
go
best
with
guess.
That. Yeah, because it's got a lot of Hiskok in there. Okay,
Dojavinsky,
so that's good.
Schlenbacher.
He plays for Washington State.
Yeah.
The wide receiver. This is a cool name.
This
it's actually
a
name after a movie. His name is Boogie Knight.
Boogie Knight.
And we will see him. Yep. He plays for ULM. So I like we that. Will get a chance to see
Boogie
him.
Boogie Knight is a cool name. I like that. I actually love the movie, too.
You remember? Yes, that was a very good movie.
Dirk Diggler. Well done.
Do you know Mark Wahlberg apologized for that movie?
Why?
Because he was ashamed to be part of it now that he is more
mature. Oh, because of woke book now? Because he's more enlightened?
I think he's more religious, and so he's not unhappy.
Mark Wahlberg is more religious
Yes,
now?
And so he apologized for Boogie Nights, yes.
Interesting.
Just one of those things, like, don't apologize? One of my favorite movies of yours.
I was going to say.
I don't like Transformers. I like Boogie Nights. Come on, man.
Wow. Oh, someone says Tank Bixby's real name is Cartavius Bixby. Yeah. That's better than Tank, Cartavius. Yeah. Come on. Well, I like Cartavius.
We're rolling with Tank. We're rolling with Tank. Is.
But I like Boogie Night, though. That's good. Yeah, so like the movie, too.
Another wide receiver. He didn't play guard here at the University of Texas or for the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, one Boobie Gibson. This guy's name is Boobie Curry. He is a wide receiver for Buffalo. Another wide receiver, and his name is the coldest name I've ever seen out here. Mm-hmm. Dakotas Crawford.
That's crazy. Literally, Mark Henry hit us up right before that and then said Dakotas. And then he was the next name coming
there
up, too.
Is. Dakotas,
shout out Mark Henry.
Dakotas plays wide receiver for Nebraska.
And he's got a great deal with like an HVAC company.
Yes.
He's got an NIL deal with like an HVAC company.
Didn't he go to LSU first? And then
I think he might
have.
I
think he went to LSU, and then when that all fell apart, he took off. Yeah, but I remember when he was getting recruited. Because his name was Dakotas.
Yeah, I know. I like Dakotas, though, but I love it, man. Yeah. And I love the NIL deal that he's got with like an AC company or something. Dakotas.
And here's another cold name right here. I don't know if this is Jaeger.
I think it's Jaeger, but I could be wrong.
Jaeger Bull instead of Red Bull, he's Jaeger Bull, and he goes to West Forest. Now we get into the offensive linemen that are always fun to talk about.
This is a great name.
Dylan Deatherage.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan Deatherage. I'm thinking this is Western Michigan
That's
University.
Amazing. That's an awesome, yeah.
Another offensive lineman named Wing Green. I'm sure
he's an NIL deal with a wing
he's
company.
He's got to have that.
Come on, in Georgia, come on.
He's got to definitely have that at Georgia Tech. Another one, Tiger Shanks.
Okay. Now, that's got to be a pun about Tiger Woods, doesn't it?
It's got to be.
Dad and mom got to be a Tiger fan somewhere there. Come on.
And the last name of Shanks.
Exactly. And you're like, last name. And his wife was probably like, no, honey. No. He's like, no,
this
we're
is
doing
perfect.
It. Baby, this
is perfect.
I've been waiting on this moment forever.
Yeah. Look, I lost the card game. We got to name Tiger Shanks.
That was part of my deal.
Phil Mickelson won the card game. I got to name Tiger Shanks.
Texas says, don't forget, the code is to ever do it. Crawford.
Yes, that's great.
Wow.
That is correct.
That is amazing.
That is correct.
That's great.
Another offensive lineman, Panda Askew.
Oh, I like that.
Plays for Charlotte.
Panda Askew.
And then if you want to take this last name, please feel free.
Malisala Aumave Lalu.
Yeah, he plays for Oregon.
Yeah.
In case anyone was known.
That's my best guess. I'm sure I butchered it, but Malisala Aumave Lalu.
Yeah,
I'm sure I messed it up.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of stuff over there to get it right. Now I want you to read the defense, Rob Babers.
Hey, I don't know about this first name, though. I'm not gonna lie.
That's why I wanted you to read the defense.
Okay, I'm gonna pronounce it a different way. We should go look up this name and maybe Patrick go look it up like on the Boston College website and see if they have the pronunciation. See if they have it there, but Shita Sila.
Yeah.
And it's a Shitta.
Yeah, you gotta say that.
So I'm being very careful. Yeah. Shitta.
Shitta.
Shitta. Shitta.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it slowly, and I don't. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a phonetic spelling out there somewhere, and we will find it because I actually want to know how you say it too.
Yeah.
There's a silent letter there that we're just butchering this whole damn thing, but Shitta Sala.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then defensive lineman Demon Clowney.
That's not family, is it? That's kinfolk?
He went to Ole Miss, so he's probably from the South. He's obviously from the South, so it's probably somebody we need to look at.
I like the name Demon Clowney. It's good.
That's good defensive name, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Blazing Lona Wong.
Oh, that's well done. Yeah. Blazing Lona Wong. I want to meet his parents.
Yeah,
I think his parents are cool.
You already know how that goes down.
Like, I want to meet your parents. I know they're cool.
Here's another great name that everyone will be saying throughout the season. If you're a University of Alabama at Birmingham fam, you've probably heard of this young man, Fish McWilliams.
Oh, wow. Okay, so where is that NIL deal with
exactly.
The local fish, seafood spot, whatever it is? That needs to be automatic.
There's a linebacker that plays for Wyoming. His name is Buck Coors.
Ooh, I like that.
That's Buck. A good linebacker name.
Buck is a great linebacker name. I'm with you.
I like
about
that
Buck
one.
And linebacker.
And here we go, another South Carolina linebacker. Hot Rod Fitton.
That's pretty wild.
Fitton will do what?
Now I want to know, if it's real, the Hot Rod Fitton, if that's the real name, or if we go to the actual, the name he was given on his birth certificate.
Yeah,
is it Hot Rod?
What's your mama call you?
Yeah, no, his mama may call him. I want to know what the birth certificate name said, because that's when your parents are going all in on the crazy name, when it's on the actual birth certificate. It's going to follow you forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Another linebacker that we've seen and made a bunch of tackles against the University of Texas last year, Mr. Bumper Pool.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there.
Like bumper cars out there, knocking around
long ones. He was beating people up. Defensive back, Storm Duck.
Great name. Yep.
Plays for Mac Brown.
North Carolina.
Plays for Mac Brown.
Actually a good player, too.
Okay, here's the name that we're going to get to know a lot of. Alabama comes here September the 10th, 11 a.m. kickoff. What a better time for us to enjoy some Kool-Aid. McKinstry.
Kool-Aid. Yeah,
Kool-Aid.
And apparently he was playing basketball. He was like splitting time playing basketball and football, and now he's going to focus just on football.
Okay.
That was a crazy story I read about him, too. But I do remember Kool-Aid McKinstry because my nickname in high school was Kool-Aid.
Right.
And
is that because you had that good smile, Rob?
It was because of the Kool-Aid smile, which I had no problem with. But when I came to Texas, Kool-Aid meant something different. Their Kool-Aid was Kool-Aiding. It was a verb, and that meant hanging out with women but never closing a deal. It's basically being in the friend zone all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the opposite of Kool-Aid. Yeah. I was ABC, always
was
be closing.
Hey, you was full of sugar.
I was Glenn Ross around that damn thing. So that wasn't me, so I gave it the Kool-Aid.
Just drinking lots of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I was walking around with Folgers. You ain't calling me Kool-Aid.
For real. So that's the Kool-Aid story there. But I like that. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I like that.
Yeah.
Officians, Prysock.
Yeah, I think
from
you're right.
Arizona.
Yeah.
And another DB from LSU, Major Burns. I like that.
That's too easy. I like that. That's
and
good.
Then, so if you're a fan of Sanford and Son.
Mm-hmm.
One of Fred's best friends was Bubba Baxter. This guy's name for University of Houston is Bubba Baxter.
So you have to ask the family or whoever, the mom and dad.
We got to see what's going on. They were friends of Sanford.
Throwing it out there. U of H, shout out.
And then the kicker on this all-name team is from Colorado State. His name is Patty, with a D, Patty Turner.
Okay.
Patty Turner.
I remember, Dickie the Kicker made this thing.
Oh,
I want to say every year
every year
he was on there. It was a fixture on here for Dickie the Kicker. So Longhorns don't have everybody represented there, but there you go.
Thank goodness.
All name team.
I will say, since Mark Henry texted in, one of my favorite all time wrestler real names, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yes.
His real name was Richard Blood. He could have gone by Dick Blood.
Oh,
totally fine.
That's right.
What?
His actual name.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow, you could have been a Dick Blood. That'd have been fantastic. Oh, that's great. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite Ricky the Dragon Steamboat stories now. I did not know that. Learn something new every day. Thank you, Patrick, for that little factoid.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's the all-name team. We're going to get to some Cowboys nuggets here, but we got to get to our Horn Top 20 countdown. So next segment, we'll talk Ravens, Titans, we'll talk Patriots and Giants, two preseason games, and we'll throw in some Cowboys discussion in next segment, too. For right now, let's get to our Horn Top 20 countdown.
When you put that uniform on, you better come to work.
Yeah.
It's the Horn Top 20, brought to you by Allstat Beer. No impurities, no regrets. Number 12, the Wisconsin Badgers.
Wisconsin at number 12 on our Horn Top 20 countdown. And they had a decent year last year. I mean, probably underachieved based on Paul Chryst's expectations, but they were 9-4, sixth bowl game in 8 years. I talked to a friend of mine who really supports Wisconsin. He's a big fan. And from my time there in Detroit, I met a lot of people in the Midwest. So I talked to him. He's following the program. He's a booster there. He said they've had their three best recruiting classes in the history of Wisconsin football in three of the last 4 years. All of those guys are expected to be either projected starters or competing for starting spots. So that's why there's a lot of hype, at least in Madison, Wisconsin, about their Badgers this year, because all those unproven commodities have really high ceilings. And we know Paul Chryst is a hell of a coach. And Harsh, we know the defense is legit. The only question will be really is about, you know, the offense, because last year the offense averaged less than 26 points per game. Even in the Big Ten, you're going to be playing championship-level football. That's just really tough, especially in the pace and space world that we live in. Even the Big Ten now is spreading things out a little bit more. But the only hope for the offense is Braylon Allen. He'll play on Sundays. He's a one-man wrecking crew at running back. He led the FBS in yards when facing an eight-man box because Wisconsin didn't have a lot of threats on the outside. Everybody would stack the box against Braylon Allen. It did not matter. Still average yard after you look at yards after contact per attempt, still average 4.5 yards after contact per attempt and had 814 yards when facing an eight-man box. Both of those led the FBS. He is a man-child out there. And they got a new offensive coordinator in Bobby Engram. They're hoping they can complement that really good defense.
Man, it's crazy when you start thinking about Wisconsin in the way that they go about their business, especially when you're talking about that running game. Ron Dane, Melvin Gordon, Monte Ball, and then recently James Washington.
Yeah.
I mean James White. You start looking at that team and you say, man, they always know how to run the football. They got big linemen. Those are the people. Those are the places that I believe some of the Texas teams and the South teams need to start going, because it seems to work in the Midwest. It seems to. You could go out there and find big, as we like to say, humans, and being able to go out there and do the things that they're capable of. But you brought it up, and I know you love these numbers on defense. They only gave up 3.12 yards per rush last year, which led the nation in stopping the run. Yeah. And then you also look at, they were number 4 in scoring scoring defense. 16.2 was all that they're giving up. So to your point about how their offense is, it's okay if you're in that
Big 26
10.
A win game.
Yeah, 26 a win 16. Game that they're only giving up 16 points a game. They're only giving up 64.8 yards on the ground.
That's something
that we got to continue to look at, and that means that they are really packing it in. They don't pass the ball a lot in the Big Ten. The only team that really does, and you go back and you look at some of the numbers, is Ohio State. Ohio State will light you up because they got better athletes and they continue to make it. But they were 4th in passing with 174.3 yards, and they were number 1 in the nation on total defense, only giving up 239 yards per game.
Yeah. No,
Jim Leonard is a monster as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's been great for them for a long time. There's some things that are part of the Wisconsin DNA.
Yeah.
We just expect to see it. You talked about the running game and the history of running backs and the defense.
Yep.
That's just part of the DNA of Wisconsin football. And they're going to be able to compete in the trenches. What I worry about with them is the skill positions on offense outside of running back and whether they can open it up enough to, you know, try to score close to 30 points per game. They can do that with that defense they have. You're talking about potentially a double-digit win team in Wisconsin. And in the Big Ten, they can do some damage there.
Yeah.
And even outside of the Big Ten, actually, if that offense can show up. Bobby Engram, who is coming in there as the new offensive coordinator, hoping to bring some more modern concepts, some modernity, if you will, to that Wisconsin offense. It doesn't need much because they know what the staple is. They know what the DNA is.
Right.
The main course is Braylon Allen. The main course is that running game. game, but they still need some more progressive concepts on the outside, on the perimeter. Yeah. All right, we come back. We'll get into preseason football. Ravens versus Titans, New England versus the Giants. Also, we're going to talk some Cowboys on the other side, too, give you a couple of nuggets about injury updates, and also the Cowboys, the best under 25 roster in the NFL. Something to be optimistic about if you're a Cowboys fan. We'll talk about that on the other side, right here on Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn. All right, welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. Yacht Rock Thursday edition of Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn. Yacht Rock always puts me in a good mood. There's no Yacht Rock that's depressing. It's the beauty of Yacht Rock. Yacht Rock.
I mean, there's slow Yacht Rock.
It's slow, but it's not sad, is it?
No, I don't think. It's not really rock then. It's
a good point.
You know, you take the rock is the
yeah.
It's people on the yacht being like, we're really rocking out, guys.
Yeah. It can be melancholy.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it gets sad. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. But either way, puts me in a good mood. Love a Yacht Rock Thursday. You can be a part of the show. Specs text line 512-337-3776. Let's talk some football. Let's talk about them Dallas Cowboys, as a matter of fact. I saw this, and I wanted to have a positive story, Harge, because I
thought
analyzing the Cowboys, and it seems like I leave you more depressed than when you came, because you all started looking at the bad side, or at least the pessimistic side of the Cowboys. So this story was by ESPN Plus, and they use Football Outsiders rankings of teams with the most talent under 25. And then they basically do their own ranking of teams in the NFL based on how many players they have on that Football Outsiders list that are highly ranked under the age of 25. And the standard is they look at number of starts made by players under 25 years old, number of snaps played by players under 25, quality of play, blah, blah, blah. You get it. You get it. You know who's number one on this list? Your Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are the number one team in the NFL if you're looking at rosters with players who are high achievers under the age of 25. Blue chip players include Michael Parsons, Trevon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, notable graduated players. It's weird terms.
I'm like, huh?
Yeah. these are weird terms. Sorry about that. Terrence Steele, Neville Gallimore, who's expected to start at D-tackle this year. I wonder how that's going to go, because I think there are big things expected of him. But I like Oza Odigizua, though. I thought he performed well last year.
I thought he did, too.
Tony Pollard, who we've talked ad nauseum about, and how they have him now an instructional coaching assistant to help him with the new roles that he's going to play on offense. And Connor Williams, that's not right. That's 2020. So that's 2021 rankings. Yeah. So they went to their 2020-21 rankings, so I take that back. That's not him. But they got their blue-chip players, Michael Parsons, Trevon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb. And it says basically that the Cowboys are on a really good track with their young talent. This doesn't surprise me at all, Harge. You want to know why? Because we've talked about it. They're over-reliant upon the homegrown model and the draft. They almost rely too much on the draft and not enough on free agency, not enough acquisition of talent via trades. Mm-hmm. They don't explore every possible option of acquiring talent. They just want to build through the draft. Now, it helps them in regards to the salary cap, but it also helps them, you know, being able to invest in young talent. They're in a really good position, especially defensively, when you're looking at Trevon Diggs and Micah Parsons.
Yeah, you know, when you sit here and you bring up those names and you start looking at the talent that they have, but is it going to be sustainable? Is it going to be something that you look at every single year and continue to put the Cowboys in that realm? You talked about it. Micah Parsons, amazing. You look at what Diggs has done in such a short period of time, but we just talked about it earlier. Is he still going to be that great of a player coming into this next year? We don't know yet, right? We're still trying to figure that out. You talk about Tony Pollard. Is he going to still be with the Cowboys here in the next year or so? But coming into this season, I like the numbers. I like the chances, but they got to put it all together on the field. And what I saw today from the scrimmages against the Denver Broncos, it makes me feel like we're the best team that's under 21 because of maturity level, because they were getting worked by the Denver Broncos team today. which was kind of frustrating, to be quite honest with
you. Yeah, I can see that. I think the offensive line is going to be a little bit of a work in progress. Remember, Tyler Biadasz last year was inconsistent at best, sometimes a liability. You also have Connor McGovern now, I believe, with the starting group instead of Tyler Smith. So I think that's going to be a bit of a transition there happening for those guys. So I think there's some, you know, there are some pieces on the offensive line that have yet to gel. So I think that's going to take a little while. And I'll say this about – I read this little stat about Dak. So if you're worried about the offensive line, I'll give you a Dak stat. Dak Prescott only threw one interception under pressure all season last year.
Say what? Only one?
Only one went under pressure. Only one. He had the lowest under pressure interception rate of any full-time starter in the NFL.
So what you're telling me, he was throwing interceptions when he didn't have no pressure.
If that's the way you want to look at the stats, I guess you can look at it that way, Hard. You want to be a glass half-empty kind of Cowboys
fan.
I can't argue with you on that one. Actually, yeah.
But I appreciate that,
under
man.
Pressure, he has not been as bad as some people would like to say. But, yeah, I guess that doesn't mean when he's had a clean pocket, I guess he should be performing at a higher level.
He should still be performing better. But I got it.
But also remember, I also point this out too, because they do a undrafted free agency ranking. The Cowboys this season, they had the number one ranked undrafted free agent class for 2022.
Yeah, and so, I'm led by my dude Marquise Bell. Yeah. He is going to be a factor.
He is. He's
going
to make the roster.
He's going to end up making that roster, and he's going to be effective making that roster. So. That's great to hear. But again, it goes back to what you were talking about. It's just who the Cowboys
are.
They like to find those people and bring them up through the draft, whether it's undrafted or a drafted player. They try to use them to the best of their ability and get the max out of their contracts, those rookie contracts.
They do.
So they try to do everything they can. So
and they did a decent job of it because they stay under the cap, if that's their goal.
Yeah,
that's not the goal, though.
That's
but
not
that's
the goal
the
of
Cowboys,
winning, I guess you
like,
could say.
Yeah, that's the goal. Real quick, the preseason games tonight, you have the Ravens versus the Titans, New England versus the New York Giants. They say that Mac Jones is not going to play for New England. I want to watch New England to see how that offense even looks, because I know they have like Matt Patricia and Joe Judge calling plays, maybe Bill Belichick calling plays on offense. It's going to be a funky situation there. But I also want to see Malik Willis versus as the Titan quarterback, because I don't think Ryan Tannehill is going to play. I want to see him versus the Ravens a little bit hard. So I'll probably try to watch that Ravens Titan team.
Both games have already started.
Damn it.
Both games have already started.
I didn't watch it. Well, I know,
Brian Hoyer starting for the Patriots already has a touchdown.
He has
to Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah.
Baylor product.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
and,
nice.
And Daniel Jones is starting for the Giants. Malik Willis starting for Tennessee. And Huntley starting for the Ravens.
I should have recorded it. But you know what? Well,
that's NFL Network.
They will show them over and over again.
They'll play them over and over again. That is true.
You'll definitely get a chance to see it.
That is true. But I want to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll watch it tonight.
I guess they will replay
it
tonight.
Yeah, they will play it tonight.
Instead, I stay up, old man. Yeah. I guess I can record it tonight and watch it tomorrow. All right, you guys don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
I know how you work over there, player.
I'm just trying to map it out in my head how I'd work it out. Okay, real quick, before we go to break here, just because we were talking about the Cowboys and everything, the Ravens, really quickly, because I saw this stat and it blew me away. The Ravens, based on Football Outsiders' adjusted games law, so adjusted player games, which they also look at injury and games lost as well. The Ravens had more players. They had 191.2 adjusted player games lost to injury in 2021. That was the most of any team since 2000.
It's probably their entire running back room.
It was.
Was part of it.
Yeah, they lost three starting J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, all went out. Remember, it was the defensive backfield and the running back room. Remember they lost all their DBs? Marlon Humphrey missed like five games. Deshaun Elliott with the Detroit Lions. Now you guys told me that. He missed 11 games. Marcus Peters missed the entire season. So
he's back now, too.
And he's back now, too. So I know the Ravens last year didn't really look like the Ravens, but there was a reason for that. They were the most injured team, arguably, in the NFL in the last 20 years.
And still was one of the top teams in the NFL. That just goes you to go to show you John Harbaugh is one hell of a coach.
Second losing season since he's been with the Ravens last season. And by the way, the Ravens have won 20 straight. All right, I take it back. They run 20 straight preseason games. Yeah. That's an NFL record. They're going for 21. I don't know why they care about this record, but John Harbaugh cares about stupid records like that.
Remember, he went for it last year on fourth down in that game so they could secure the win.
They were up 23-7 on Denver, and yeah, because they had a streak going of 43 straight games with at least 100 rushing yards as a team.
Yeah, yeah.
He decided to call a run play while they were up 23-7 in the fourth quarter, closing seconds, because they were at 90. I think they had 98 yards.
Yeah, they needed a couple more yards.
And he was like, I want the record.
Yeah.
After he was like, 100% my call. It was petty as hell.
Yeah. But and people, Denver was hot.
Yeah. Oh, really? It was really, really mad. They felt disrespected. Yeah. And John Harbaugh did not care. So he cares about little weird things like that. Just so Craig Wade doesn't call us out, Vince Lombardi actually has the real record of consecutive wins in the preseason against NFL teams. Here's kind of the bit here. Vince Lombardi had the record 1959, 1962. He won 19 straight games, then played against a college all-star team. All right, the Packers did, and they lost against the college all-star team. But when they played NFL teams again, they played four more games versus NFL teams in the preseason, they won. So the real record is 23 straight preseason wins against NFL teams.
Ah.
But if you take the college all-star team out of it, but if you include the college all-star team, which was also in the preseason, then yes, the Vince Lombardi record was only 19. Random Craig Ways in my head saying, hey, get it right, get it right.
Yeah, all right, we'll come back. You know for sure.
We'll come back. We'll get it right. We'll let you know what's on tap for us. We'll wrap it up. Put it in the oven right here on Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash you?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really man, good.
That's good.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more.
Welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. Get ready to wrap this thing up and put it in the oven. If you missed any part of any of the shows, please go to hornfm.com. You can catch up with them on the podcast page. What you got on tap, Hart?
I'm going to go home and watch some football I stop by Cap City Comedy Club. I'm going to check it out. Check it out today. See what's going on. Earthquake's in the house, so Earthquake's funny. Check it out.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. What you got on tap, Patrick? What you got for
people? I'm going to watch some football.
I think me too. I'm just watching football.
Yeah, it's here.
I know it's preseason football.
People get mad, but I'm here.
Football's like sex to me. Even when it's bad, like preseason, it's still good. I'll still do it. It's still the best way to pass the time. All right. Remember, the revolution will not be televised. We'll talk about it right here on Ball Don't Lie. We love you guys. We mean that. Take care of yourselves, but more importantly, take care of each other. Have a great night. Peace.